That's all of the business there. We table one case, 853. Now we'll move on into other business. Case number, 10,643. Liberty Towers, west of Road 78.
Yes, this is Liberty Towers. They're requesting a time extension.
This came up when there were just the three members, right?
Yes.
And they put it off so that we could have a full complement. Yeah, right.
Yep, and I did, gentlemen, listen to the whole meeting on the 22nd. And I had picked up on the good part of this where they're not yet run out. It's not September the 23rd. And I think also there was some discussion out about it could be like we've had some before, like on the, even remember the billboard.
Well, this is
like, you know, that we gave them an extension.
This is the one out by Woodland.
Yeah, Woodland Ferry.
The opposite side of the.
Yep, let me get my minutes.
They wanted an extension because they didn't have a carrier.
Right.
And they got approved.
Let me get my notes from the thing.
I guess still don't.
Is due to current economic conditions.
Yeah, and this is a tower. Installer, you know.
Mm-hmm. They need a height event. Yeah, really, it's a downturn of the economy they're after, and it's like cell tower speculation or cell company. Maybe. Yeah. Basically, what they're doing. About like that billboard we had back in June, July. Remember, we gave them what, a 3 month, a 6 month extension. You know, it was all to come up with somebody, so I have to agree with your discussion on that. I really feel that too. It's just a set speculation, really. You know, that if we do get grant one, I'd say no more than 6 months.
If we I'd do say decide, no more than three.
Or three,
no
yes.
Three.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, they've had a year.
There you go.
I mean, my question is, why did they apply if they didn't have anybody to begin with?
Yeah, and why didn't they start something? You know, isn't that correct, Rick? They could have started somewhere, some way.
I frankly never occurred to me to ask the question. I just assumed they had carriers when they
come in for it.
Yeah, even though they're independent and not necessarily linked, I just assumed they had some of these companies already committed to their tower, but apparently not.
So I go along the 3 months because they have had a year, 3 months extension.
So in this case, did they present any information? And I can't remember to indicate they had a lapse in coverage. Or not?
I don't know what they presented. I don't.
I thought they had. Yeah, I thought, quite frankly, I thought that's where the. Who's the one that all that wanted the tower to begin with down in Woodland?
AT&T. Down there. Yeah, Singular.
I thought that's what this was for. But
maybe they did have somebody and they just bailed. You know, after they got approval or something.
Yeah, they said the tower was support AT&T.
Originally? Okay.
That the tower is designed to accommodate 6 users.
Yeah. So they haven't got the users.
And they did say the tower is necessary to bridge a gap in coverage.
Yeah.
So they haven't done nothing.
There's no existing towers within 3 miles.
So I guess AT&T or whoever they had on the hook bailed out on them.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'd say 3 months. Mr. McCabe?
I'm in favor of granting.
Okay.
3 months.
3 months, yep. Mr. Hudson?
Yeah, I don't want to go too long. But
3 months. Mr. Mills?
Motion for 3 months.
Okay. Do I have a second to that?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McKee that we grant the time extension for case number 10,643 for a period not to exceed 3 months.
And that would be from the expiration of their 1 year.
Which is September 23rd?
21st.
21st? 23rd, 21st.
December 21st.
So December the 21st would be it. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next is case number 10,800.